certain kinds of fish that what's your favorite fish for, you know, to go after?
Oh, mullet. Saltwater fish. I use a net. I cast net, or I use a gill net.
What's the difference between those two?
Cast net is around 7 feet long, and you carry it in your hand. You throw it out, and it forms a circle, and it strikes the water. The fish are captured, you know, underneath the net. You pull it in, and the fish stay in the net. A gill net is one that's can range from 100 yards to 600 yards long, whereas they cover about 2 football fields. You capture the fish in the net. They run to escape, and they run to the net and gill themselves, or get tangled up in the net. It is done commercially, but I have a boat and a net and everything.
How large is your boat?
21 feet.
Is that considered a pretty good size for
you? Yes, for a gill net boat.
About how large would the largest commercial fishing boat try to be?
Okay. The shrimp boats are about 80 feet long, range from 80 feet down to 20 feet. Mm-hmm. 80 feet are usually a steel hull made from pieces of steel welded together, or fiberglass, or wood, and they can go anywhere in the world, really. Mm-hmm. Mexico, South America. They put enough fuel aboard to like this boat right here. This boat here is 127 feet long and can go 10,000 miles.
What
are those boats equipped with? Okay. They usually have a diesel engine that's real powerful, a generating plant for lights and for cooking. They use electric stoves and refrigerators. They're equipped with either a place to put ice or with a freezer unit. Mm-hmm. They can freeze or catch right aboard. Mm-hmm. Usually they have a pilot house equipped with radar, sonar, LORAN, radios, depth recorders, and other electronic gear. Then there's a galley, storage, and there's crew's quarters, and usually there's a captain's quarters where he keeps all his charts and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned the crew. How many people would have on a crew?
Well, an ordinary shrimp boat usually has the captain and two members.
Mm-hmm.
The two members operate the two winches that lower the net into the water. Then the net is dragged for approximately an hour, 2 hours, and it's brought up by the winches, and then the catch is dumped on the deck where it's sorted out.
What do they do with the things that they don't want?
Yes, they're raked through the hole, that's the expression. Or tossed over the side.
Mm-hmm. How do those ships hold up in bad weather?
Usually come into port, but one this big could withstand a hurricane.
Now, were you here when they had the last hurricane?
Yes.
Was it bad here?
The water rose real high, but it was not too much wind, probably 80 miles an hour wind, mm-hmm. high as it got. Mm-hmm. I've been through the eye of two hurricanes, one in South Florida, came over our house, mm-hmm. and it was 110 miles an hour wind.
It's a pretty frightening experience.
No, not necessarily. It's fascinating, really, if you're on the water. Mm-hmm. But after the hurricane's over, you find all kinds of good things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, washed up on the beach, mm-hmm. logs and boats and all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm. It's odd that those of us who live pretty far away from the coast, we're born about 180 miles
mm-hmm.
from the coast, think of hurricanes as about one of the most terrible
mm-hmm.
of all natural disasters. But everybody I've talked to down here does not seem mm-hmm. to be very.
No. We just stay in our house. We don't leave and we watch the waves, you know, board it up.